Freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is hour number two of the program. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, whether it be personal or political, somewhere in between. Anything goes at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com, and you can experience the archives. Last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described there for you. Not to mention the shrine of female listeners, and I do know we have verified it. We have another validated shriner on the way. We'll announce who that is on tomorrow night's show, because I'm going to have to work on the website when we get done tonight and put that up there. But that's very cool. If you haven't checked out the shrine, you don't know what validation is, you can find out at freetalklive.com. It's a very cool feature on the site. The bulletin board system, updates, and much, much more, all there for you, free, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Now, I got to say, all three of us are Free State Project members.
Yep.
Skyler, you're one too?
Johnson.
Yes, I am.
Johnson, this is his name.
What town are you going to live in?
I'm not sure. I just like the sound of Grafton.
I don't get to pick a town.
Well, now, I would hope that we would all move.
Sure you do. You could pick one that's close by.
I get to pick whatever town Ian picks.
I would hope that we would all move somewhere nearby, you know, somewhere near together, because we're all pretty active. We're all, I would say, some of the more active members of the Free State Project, and I think we should stick with it.
I'd want to live somewhere relatively urban. Relatively.
Yeah. All right. So what else were you going to say about the Free State Project?
I was going to say that, you know, while I said earlier that I'm not, I guess, enough of a patriot yet to put my life on the line.
Right.
You know, whether or not that's imprisonment or...
And you're talking about in the case of taxes or non-payment of taxes.
Right. In general. I mean...
Okay.
You know, I might go to jail in a protest, but I'm not going to prison.
Right.
So, while I'm not willing to do that, I think that the most patriotic thing that one can do, and the reason why I'm not willing to do those things, let me preface what I'm about to say, the reason why I'm not doing those things is because I don't think they'd matter. I just don't think they'd matter.
You'd just be another person thrown in prison.
Right. I mean, back during the 60s when protests happened, they actually meant something. They don't mean anything anymore. It just, the government has gotten too powerful and is able to just completely gloss it over.
Do we even have protests today like we had in the 60s?
Well, you read the story of the protest against the Republican National Committee in New York City, where they, you know, they just tossed all these people into a big concentration camp.
Talk about frightening.
I never heard anything about it.
Let me tell you,
I've
seen videos on the internet of some protests and the police doing the things that the police have been doing at these protests, like real crisp video taken by some people who do internet television and internet radio, and they are unreal.
What do you mean by that?
Unreal. The phalanxes of cops just with their riot gear and battle armor ready to just slam these people to the ground who are just not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Gassing people, these armored cars that just look like just mean. Just, they're there to terrorize people.
Wait, are you suggesting the government could be terrorists?
Mm-hmm. They absolutely are. I mean, wake up and look at the real terrorists. I mean, somebody needs to make that into a T-shirt.
I'm much more frightened of our government than I am of any sort of angry Muslim.
Yeah,
much more.
Yeah, look at, you know, someone needs to make that into a T-shirt. You know, learn to recognize the real terrorists and just have someone in the black suit, you know, with the goggles and the helmet.
I'll tell you what, because I know you hadn't finished your point yet, but I want to talk about the new behavioral profiling techniques that these thugs, the cops, are using these days. But you were going to roll that in.
Yeah, exactly. What I was going to say is that while I don't think that any of those things would matter, I think we need to create an environment again where they do matter.
Yes.
And we need to, you know, the most patriotic thing that I can think of doing is uprooting my career, possibly moving away from friends and family in order to create a new life for myself. And that, I mean, while it's hard to move, But that's the level of commitment that I'm willing to make for freedom.
I think that's a huge level of commitment, by the way.
At the same time, the Free State Project makes it all palatable. They ask you to make a commitment that as soon as they reach 20,000 people,
right,
which might be a year from now.
Who knows? It depends. I mean, we're hoping that as Free Talk Live expands to new markets, their advertisement will obviously start hitting since they're our prime
sponsor. Talk Live has been very successful in the past of getting people to sign up. Yes, we've done a great job.
We've done a good job considering the limited exposure we've had up until this point.
Lots of Sarasotans have signed up based on
the more exposure we get, the more exposure for the Free State Project is going to get.
Sure.
And so we're both going to hopefully be growing together here, and they'll be continuing the sponsorship of this show, because anybody who's paying attention knows we're going to get more affiliates as this year goes on. And that just means more and more and more listeners, more and more ears who are literally out there waiting to hear our message. There are millions of Americans. I still believe that there are millions of Americans who hold freedom and liberty dear in their hearts, and they believe in these things. I mean, Harry Brown was talking about some statistics the other night on his show, on his Saturday night show, which follows our show. Our show is on from 8 to 10 on Saturdays. His show is right after that. He was giving national polling statistics where when people are asked the right questions about the size of government, reducing government, getting government out of your lives, overwhelmingly, Americans are for it. But nobody else is bringing them that message. The Republicans certainly aren't. The Democrats certainly aren't doing it. Nobody's paying attention to the Libertarians that are bringing them that message.
Right.
So the only way we can do it is to have the existing Libertarians that are out there, the existing and those who are not Libertarians but also believe in freedom, all move to the same place just like we did back in the 1700s. I totally believe it's the Second American Revolution, because we're doing almost the same exact thing. We're leaving the oppressed areas and going to converge in one area where it's less oppressed already. I mean, it can be argued that New Hampshire is the freest state in the nation already.
Okay.
And making it more free. And I got to say, from what's been happening recently, I mean, yeah, you mentioned, Manwich, that once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 members, then there's a 5-year window in which all 20,000 have to move. There are people who are already moving. I mean, there are people who have already decided, screw this, I'm not waiting, let's go. And they got in the vans, they got in the moving trucks and headed up there. There's only been about 40 of them that have done that. But
well,
nonetheless,
they've already had a UN flag burning a couple weeks ago.
They've already had a UN flag burning. Last week we talked about that's brand new. Last week we talked about this bureaucrat, this zoning bureaucrat, who is going after these poor women in this one little town in New Hampshire who built an apartment inside their house, and somehow the bureaucrats got word from some citizen snitch about it. They went in there, brought a $180,000 lawsuit against them, are fining them $275 a day for every day since they made those changes to the house. So they continue. That fine is continuing to go up. They're saying that this house is not even livable for human beings. They're throwing these women literally out in the cold. Literally in the freezing cold of a New Hampshire winter, throwing these women out of their own house and saying it has to be demolished. Now, the Free State Project members that are there, and some of them have already met up with the other liberty lovers in the state who aren't Free State Project members, that the freedom is already starting to happen. The expansion of freedom, I believe that 2005, even with the minor effect that we've had, is going to start turning the tide in New Hampshire towards even more freedom. They're talking about that. I don't know if they're actually going to do this yet. And if they do, you can damn well bet we'll report on it. They're talking about hanging an effigy and setting it on fire of this particular bureaucracy. I mean,
that's great.
This is something that the original American revolutionaries did. Hanging King George effigies and tax collector effigies and burning them as well. Look, we don't want your kind around here. We don't want your big tax, big government kind in New Hampshire. Get the hell out, because the freedom lovers are coming in. And you should log on at freestateproject.org and check them out. And you can call us at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. ahealthylifechoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Pick up the phone, get interactive with us, and talk about anything, whether it be personal or political, something you just want to get off your chest, you want to rant, you got an agenda you want to push, we're here for you, and we'll give you all the time you need. Well, unless we're getting a bunch of calls. I mean, it depends on how interesting you are. I mean, if we're interested in your topic, we'll let you flesh it out as much as possible. Like, if you are for the drug war, man, I really want to hear from you. We've been asking for someone to call this show who's for the drug war for over a year and haven't heard from a single one of them.
No, nobody wants to talk about why they're for the drug war.
There's got to be someone out there who, maybe a cop or something like that, but nobody ever calls in on that one because you're scared, obviously. You're afraid of our superior intellect. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And there's a bunch of cool stuff for you to check out on the website at freetalklive.com, so be sure you do it. Now, we were talking about taxes, talking about dodging taxes, and you made the point, Johnson, that instead of doing the whole dodging taxes thing and trying to protest the government in that way, because you feel, and I agree with you, that it'd be pretty much a waste of time.
Ineffectual.
Because nobody's gonna pay any attention to your case if they ever take you to court, and then you're just going to get locked up in a prison somewhere.
Not only is it ineffectual, it's also inefficient. If you're going to do something for freedom, make it count.
Make it count, make it visible, and so therefore the Free State Project is what you suggested as an alternative option to someone who's considering dodging their taxes. Because that's an even bigger commitment, actually, is being able to pick up and go somewhere else. Now, we were also talking about protests, and you mentioned the way the police are behaving at these protests is quite frightening.
Very.
A lot of the things the police have been doing recently fit that description, and here's a new one. From Washington, D.C., the headquarters of jackbooted thugs around this country, Metro Police jackboots are using new behavioral profiling techniques as they patrol subway stations, identifying suspicious riders and pulling them aside for questioning. The officers are targeting people who avoid eye contact, loiter, or appear to be looking around transit stations more than other passengers, officials said. Anyone identified as suspicious will be stopped and questioned about what they're doing and where they're going. Does this sound like the hallmark of a free society to you guys?
Well, it sounds pretty general, you know, I mean, keep an eye out for suspicious characters, but, I mean, that's kind of what cops have been doing all along, is keeping an eye out for suspicious characters and asking them questions. The thing is I am free to go up and talk to a suspicious character anytime I want.
Right.
I mean, you look like a suspicious character, and I could go up and talk to you about anything I'd like to talk to you about. That's what a free nation's about.
Yes.
And I don't think that cops should be limited in their ability to talk, to do things. It's just that they shouldn't be morally superior. They shouldn't be given extra freedoms or that sort of thing.
Right.
Cops should be allowed to go up and talk to people, ask them questions.
Sure, it's called a contact. It's the lowest, kind of like the lowest level of interaction that you can have with a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to, just as they are free to approach you and ask you questions, you should be able to be free and not respond to a single one of them. You should be able to be free to walk away. Now, I wonder what would happen if you tried to do that with a Washington, D.C. cop. Anyway, here's what else it says. As part of their preparations for tighter security during the presidential inauguration, which, what's that, the 20th? Is that when that's going to happen?
Yes,
so we're 10 days away from that. The officers have been trained by the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, to take notice of the same behavioral characteristics and patterns that airport security officials watch for. It is effective, according to bureaucrat Lisa somebody, who noted that a few pickpockets have been caught over the past 6 months as officers in uniform and plain clothes have been applying their special observation skills. A similar observation regime at Boston's Logan International Airport has been challenged by the American Civil Liberties Union, which filed a lawsuit on behalf of an African American ACLU employee who said he was stopped and questioned by police for no reason after arriving on a flight from the West Coast Security experts say race is not a reason alone to approach someone. Metro's also planning to place more of its 380 officer force.
Wait. Race is not a reason alone. What? So it is a reason, is what they're saying.
Right, yeah. You have to be black and look suspicious, apparently. And that means looking around more than anyone else.
I think to a lot of officers, being black makes them look suspicious.
Good point. Well, what would you say? I mean, that to some extent, that's not fair looking at things statistically. I mean, according to statistics, black men are more likely to commit crime.
No. Black men are more likely to get arrested for committing crimes.
Right.
And the reason for that is because most of the cops are racist white guys.
And the other reason why is because most of the crimes that are being committed are also drug offenses.
Well, there,
which
no, no, no,
are
but
non-violent
of,
in the first place.
Well, there are plenty of non-violent white boy drug offenders out there. It's just that they don't get caught because most of the cops are white and spending their time patrolling the downtown neighborhood instead of the ritzy, upscale, gated neighborhood.
That's true as well, yeah.
I've met plenty of white people who snort cocaine, etc. So, I think it's unfair to say that. The cops disproportionately target black people for arrest. When they run their stings, they don't run the stings in the rich neighborhoods, they run the stings in the poor neighborhoods. And who lives there? Mostly blacks and Hispanics, at least here in Florida.
You know, so that's not fair. That's dumb. That's a stupid way to look at things. If I drive down MLK, and there's one in every town, but okay. I'm only talking about the one in this town.
Right.
And I have my window down, and I drive slow, somebody is going to go, psst, you know, they're going to try to sell me drugs.
And you're white, and that's why you're down there.
No,
that's
it's
what
not. I own a rental property down there.
Well, yeah, but they assume that because you're white and you're driving down
MLK. And when I drive down Whitfield Avenue, where my house is, nobody. The little old people in their go-karts?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going, psst, psst,
well, the old people aren't trying to sell
me drugs. Right. I'm just telling
What's your point?
Are not being accurate.
There's a completely different
You're saying that there's no... There's no correlation between race and crime.
There's a completely...
And I'm not saying that it's anybody's fault, but I would say that blacks have been driven into the underground to some extent in this in America's society.
That's because drug trafficking happens in a completely different way in white society. It happens on college campuses and dorms, where students go up to one another and it passes around that way. Every student knows where their connection is. They don't have to. That connection doesn't have to be sitting out on the streets.
Well, certainly, one thing's for sure, I don't know the drug culture.
It can also be said... It can also be
I know what happens when I go downtown.
Well, it happens because...
You haven't been to college in a while, so...
Why don't you pound salt in your butt?
The reason why that you could make the point that there may be... And I don't think it's even fair. Are you suggesting that there are more black drug dealers than there are white?
I would say that from a statistical point of view, yeah. That
I don't see how you can say that.
How can I say it? Do you know what the most the statistically most likely thing to kill a black man between the ages of 14 and 26?
I don't. Well.
A black man between the ages of 14 and 26. Do you know that 25% of young black males, or excuse me, of black males are on probation, have been to prison, or are in prison?
I believe it. That doesn't say anything bad about black people. It just says that the cops go after them more. Unfairly. 1-800-259-9231.
What about the first statistic?
There are a bunch of racist cops. You'll have to bring it back.
Are the black people that are killing each other racist?
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything.
Folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetables seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Many teens' parents spell nightmare, driver's license. But you can rest better by preparing your teen for the thrill and responsibility of driving. When we come back, I'll tell you how. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Getting a driver's license is a landmark for teenagers and parents. Though all teens aren't reckless, they do lack experience and judgment. As parents, restrict driving during high-risk times. Be aware, most teenage fatalities occur on Saturdays. Treat your teen to a computerized driving course. Virtual crashes may prevent real ones.
And most important, drive with your teenager. And just as in life, point out pitfalls you observe. That way, both you and your teen can have sweet dreams. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, we'll talk to you about it. Political, personal, we are the talk show that literally lets you take control. We can be on the subject we're talking about right now, out of control cops, the new behavioral profiling which they're instituting in Washington, D.C., and maybe coming to a town near you or a city near you, and kind of somehow managed to spin that off into a conversation about racist cops. And Manwich is defending the police, I guess, as he apparently normally does.
I love the way you... Why didn't I do this intro?
You just love the police, don't you?
What the heck? I think that the police are doing a difficult job that I'm glad I don't have to do. And I think it's necessary.
Is it necessary to enforce the laws against black people more so than white people? Because that's what happens.
That's awfully cavalier.
Damn true.
Oh, yeah, they just enforce the laws against black people
Well, there's a bunch of racist redneck cops out there that go after black people more so than anyone else.
One's going to fish where there's fish, you know?
Here's something for you to chew on a little bit there, Manwich. Gary Webb, the reporter who was reporting for... Gary Webb, the reporter who was reporting for the, Mercury Times or some San Francisco paper.
Mm-hmm.
He was reporting that the FBI actually were the ones who created crack in order to oppress the black people, and he was killed for it. Two bullets in his head, but somehow he killed himself.
Two bullets in his head?
Yep. But somehow he killed himself.
Right.
It could have been his gay lover. I mean, what the hell does that mean?
I don't think he was gay. But I think he was married and had kids, but I don't.
Well, it's San Francisco. Anything could happen.
Hey, man, come on. The fact is that if
it wasn't there's no gay people in San Francisco.
First of all, let's understand this. And I think you would agree with me here, Manwich. If there wasn't a war on drugs, there probably wouldn't be crack.
If there wasn't a war on drugs, there would not be crack. I agree.
Okay. If there wasn't a war on drugs, and if we didn't have regulations in this country, because it's been positive before that the reason why so many, in your opinion, Manwich, you feel like drug dealers are mostly black. That's what Manwich basically thinks. The reason for that...
No, I don't think they're mostly black.
It may be true.
That there's a larger percentage
street level dealers,
of blacks.
How about that? How about street level dealers?
But I just think that there's a larger percentage of young black males that are selling drugs.
Why do you think that is?
Because because of the way the welfare system's been set up, they are encouraged not to work, and it's a good way to make money under the table.
Okay, good. That may be part of the answer. The other part might be that they see all of these other all of their friends and family members really breaking their backs, doing hard labor, trying to earn enough money so they can get themselves started on the road to the American dream, creating wealth and actually applying it and opening their own business and that sort of thing, and watching them fail because of government regulations that are also racist, and they prevent blacks and Hispanics and poor whites from starting their own business. And so they see that happening and they say, well, looks like the only way I really can make any money in this world is is to break the law and to sell drugs. I mean, that's complete, total, sensible rationale.
I want you to imagine for a moment that the drug law were gone, that the war on drugs just disappeared and everything was legalized. What would happen to all these drug dealers amongst those communities? What would happen to crime amongst those communities? Gone. And then what?
They'd all have to find real jobs. I mean, they'd all have to actually start a real career somehow.
I don't know. I mean, there's some... There is definitely
government intention in keeping these people down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
the Democrats
are
number
one. Whoa. I'm not saying that that's not so. I'm saying that young black men are more likely to commit crimes
to
on
get
a statistical
arrested,
basis.
To get arrested.
But where did this conversation come from? You started quoting statistics and the fact that
No, I simply said that Ian was spouting off a bunch of crap, and I gave him statistics to back up the fact that what he was spouting off was, in fact, crap.
What was crap?
You know, at this point,
well,
it's back
forgotten?
So far up that, you know, it's racist to... Oh, yeah, you were saying that profiling people based on race is racist and it's not fair. But it's stupid not to profile
people.
It is
racist.
If you're going to look for whale hunters, look for the Eskimos, you idiots!
No, you are basing your acceptance of racial profiling on government statistics, and the government statistics say that
no,
black people...
No, I'm not! I've driven down MLK!
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. I've given you statistics and real facts. You have posited everything to say otherwise. You are a fool. You are building yourself a little world. It's not true. You're lying to yourself.
Both wrong. Both of you. And here's why.
Okay,
yes. First of all, yes, what Ian's saying is absolutely correct. Those statistics are, in fact, racist. However, statistics are, in fact, based in reality. However, the reason why both of you are wrong is because the cops shouldn't be acting upon those statistics, because acting upon those statistics makes it a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, acting upon those statistics and constantly arresting these black people for drug dealing and going into these neighborhoods and constantly forcing this upon them makes it happen over and over and over again. It creates communities. It creates environments for these people to live in that breed even more of this type of behavior.
The reason why
the arrests breed...
Why the statistics are wrong is because of the racist redneck cops that we have that target black people for arrest. They target black people for the stings.
Do they make them? Do they stand out there with guns and make them stand on the corner and sell crack too?
What does
I'm
that
just
have
wondering,
to do with anything?
Are the racist redneck cops making those guys stand out on the corner?
Obviously
have you
not.
Been to the corner of 301 and Martin Luther King Way?
No, the people that make them stand out, nobody makes them do it. The reason they stand out there on the corner is because white boys like you drive down there with
I
your
don't
Jaguars.
Sell crack.
Drive down there. I'm not saying you do it. I said white boys like you.
But white boys like me don't smoke crack.
Yes,
wrong.
There are. You're wrong.
We had a co-host on this show one time who is a middle-class white woman who was a former crack smoker.
Okay.
There are plenty of white people who smoke crack. I don't even know.
I'm not
it
saying
might
that white
be,
people don't.
It might even be the majority of white people that smoke crack. The reason those guys are on the corner...
The majority of crack smokers
are
white?
Maybe white people.
It may be. It probably is.
The reason why those guys are on the corner is because there's white people constantly going through those neighborhoods who don't have a connection or they lost their connection. They have to find some crack. They have to find some cocaine. And the only place they know of to go, because they sure as hell can't go knocking on doors in their neighborhood and asking for stuff, they go down to the ghetto and look for it.
Pure and simple, the reason why they're on the corner is because there's a market for it.
Yes, I believe that to be so.
And that's not just black people. It never really could be. Majority of people in this country aren't black.
I'm
if
sure.
you were only selling to black
I'm not
people, especially
that,
since...
I wish said we that have, black people smoke crack.
I wish
I
we
can say that.
I wish we could have a black drug dealer call in to tell us what his percentage is.
I was in fact calling one, trying to get one to call.
What was that? How appropriate that you happen to have the phone number of a black drug dealer. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You call in, bring up anything that's on your mind. We'll talk to you about it. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. So take control.
Hey,
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. You can interrupt the show and take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. What do you find there, Manwich?
Well, you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. You'll find 6 days' worth of archives that are in convenient little one-hour packages that are labeled up for you, and all you have to do is download them. They're in MP3 format. You can do whatever you want. You can burn them on CD. You can take them with you in your iPod or a similar little transistor radio thing, whatever they call those. What are those things called?
MP3 players.
Okay.
Transistor radio. Showing your age again, man.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You can listen to the live stream. It's better than everybody else's live stream because it's clearer. And I can't think of
much, much more at Free Talk Live. Whenever you can't think of anything else, just say much, much more at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to the phones here, and then maybe we'll get back into this whole racist cops thing. But let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
I just wanted to give more than I can shake a fist at.
That's a good thing.
Wanted to give you a shout and let you know some of the stuff that's been happening in New Hampshire.
More than you can shake a burning UN flag at?
Yeah, there we go. Since our UN flag burning on December 18th, that was sort of the spark, and now we are in the kindling stage. It has had an effect. There are two more protests scheduled, I should call them publicity stunts. They're not both protests, but a little minor publicity stunt scheduled in a few days. But then there's
what's going on?
A big deal going on January 25th,
What a, first, start with the two minor ones. What's going on with that?
Oh, the minor one is just a recruiting PR stunt for the Free State Project on the Mass New Hampshire border. We're going to be wearing, or we're going to have like Mass hate you signs
for the Mass what?
Massachusetts hate you signs.
Okay.
As people go into Massachusetts, and when they come into New Hampshire, it'll have like, you know, where freedom began and stuff like that. We're going to have a guy chain himself to the Massachusetts sign and then escape.
Okay.
But that's a minor thing.
But why? Hold on. We don't like Massachusetts?
No.
Hell no.
Okay,
New Hampshire
why?
Residents do not like Massachusetts because it's the representative of a lot of anti-freedom government. But that's
well, they
not
call
really
it Massachusetts for a reason.
Yep.
Man, which...
Okay, well, I'm just wondering. What do I know?
But the main thing, what I really want to talk about, is that the anti-zoning protest is going to be going on January 25th.
Yeah, we actually covered that last week.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, you heard the whole story here. We got this lady here who's got they're trying to fine her $200,000 and make her rip down part of her house.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she built a room that they gave her permission to build.
Yep, and it's terrible. This bureaucrat is out of control.
He is, but fortunately, he's in New Hampshire. And
you should burn him in effigy.
Yeah, well, there may come a time for that. At present, it just appears like there's going to be a pretty big protest at his courthouse when the hearing is actually held.
Now, you guys have actually already gotten press coverage. Now, this is a key difference between New Hampshire and the rest of the union. A minor group of individuals, I mean, you guys, I mean, up there, as far as Free State Project members that have moved there, what do we got, 30 or 40 of them?
Well,
so far?
Technically, they're officially 70, but... Really, it's more like 130 or 40, I think, because of the fact that a lot of people don't sign up when they move in.
Right.
When I moved up here, it took me like a month and a half or 2 months to even get around to signing up, and a lot of people don't do it because it's kind of a pain to get in there and fill out the form that says I'm here. And how many libertarians do you know like to fill out forms?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, just even though there's a very bare minimum amount of real activists that have moved into the state, you're already starting to have an effect. And on top of that, the key difference here is you're getting coverage. They're actually covering, they covered the UN flag burning in the papers.
Well, they covered this thing before it even happened.
Right.
I mean, they have an article in the page in the paper one day that says there's a great evil going on, and then within 3 days they've got an article about the counter-protest against
yes.
it.
I think that is exciting, that a small group is already stirring the pot, so to speak, in New Hampshire. And like I said before, I really think 2005 is going to be the year the tide turns up there.
I hope so. I mean, the real hero is not us, though. It's the lady that actually stood up to the zoning Nazis.
Well,
although I don't know that she really had to stand up that much to get in trouble, if you stop and think about it. You know, she's being hammered, even though she pretty much went through the correct process.
Yeah, she did get permits, et cetera, and I guess she, a couple rules were broken, and then somebody snitched her out, and that's the reason why all this happened in the first place.
Yep.
Because of the snitch society.
Snitch society.
So, all right, so the protest is happening where and when. You can go ahead and give it a quick plug, although it's not going to matter that much because we don't have any New Hampshire affiliates yet.
Right, it's at Rockingham County. Rockingham County.
We don't have any New Hampshire affiliates yet. Do you hear that, Dave?
Oh, sorry. I need to be working on that for you guys. I'll get around to it, I promise.
It's not your responsibility.
Well,
I can't expect you guys to make
calls.
Any phone calls.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how hard it is to pick up your phone and dial a few numbers. You know, you activists are so busy doing important things, I totally understand.
Setting pieces of paper on fire and stuff.
Now, if we could get Free Talk Live on one station here, that would liberate, 2 hours per day of space, and that would be a great thing.
Absolutely. Dave,
you could even liberate three if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's true. We're on 3 hours a night, and then the Saturday show is a two-hour thing.
That's right, 3 hours.
But hey, if all we can get is a Saturday show up there on a few of the stations, that'd be awesome. I mean, we just want to be out there. We want to be up there.
Get that foot in the door.
Exactly, Dave. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Not much, but can't wait till you guys get up here.
Hey, do you think that while we have you on, do you think that in the drug war situation, you heard part of our argument earlier, I'm sure, while you were on hold, do you think that the reason why more black people are arrested for drug crimes is because we got some racist cops in the system?
Well, there's always a grain of truth in every accusation, I think, if you're accusing huge numbers of people, like thousands and thousands or millions of cops being this or being that, there's got to be at least one or two that match the description. But I doubt it's a systemic thing.
Thanks, Dave.
Couldn't you just apply it the same direction towards ethnic groups, then?
Who knows? You know what? I don't think in those terms. No one's ethnic as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. Bring whatever you want up. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, personal, political. We're going to go right to the phones here. Let's talk to Bart in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live, Bart.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say, kind of being firsthand, not that the police really, I don't think they racially profile. I just think they profile in general of what America believes as the criminal-looking type. You know what I mean? I mean, they just, like me, for example, I don't look like a clean-cut type of a man. But at the same time, you know, I don't smoke crack or anything. You know, I've got a family. And but in my younger days, you know, I might dabble in it a little bit. But I know I've been pulled over just because of the way I look.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you look like a dirty hippie or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. You know,
you drive a beat-up car?
No, nothing like that. It's
just long hair?
Just long hair, yeah.
That'll do it.
Yes, that's right. And
do you feel that that's a bad thing?
I think it mainly deals with the media, you know, like what they've...
You think the cops are being influenced by the media?
Well, just as everyone growing up, you know, I see little kids looking at me like, you know, whoa, you know, and they do one of two things, you know, they'll either be scared and turn and run away, or they'll all of a sudden want to start playing. You know, I think it goes either way, but as you grow up, you know, you see people like that, And you just get an idea in your head whenever you see somebody like that. Then you just think, you know, dirty hippie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or that guy must obviously do drugs.
Got it.
And,
yeah.
So are you arguing, so would you like to see the war on drugs ended, Bart?
Yeah, it's a joke. It's ridiculous. But
because it does result in people being picked on unfairly. It does result in the hippie-looking types being pulled over, black people, Hispanics being pulled over unfairly and being targeted and profiled. And that's how it is.
And I'd also like to point out, though, I've growing up in the suburbs, I've known lots of rich white guys just totally strung out on crack.
Absolutely.
Lost everything. Everything. And, so, I mean, the crack part really doesn't, it doesn't matter who you are, but I know firsthand, I lived in San Jose for a while, and, I know that they would, when they see a white guy, you know, they just instant dollar signs. That's all that's really going in their mind.
You mean the black drug dealers?
Any drug dealers. Any drug dealers, yeah.
It's been said if there's a Jaguar or any sort of Infiniti or something like that driving through the ghetto, there's one reason why they're there.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why they're going pss, 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 to
yeah,
me.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That's why.
Because I've got a BMW and I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just thinking about the money. That's all they want.
They don't think you're there to see grandma. They think you're there looking for a store.
That's right.
They're right. I'm not there to see Grandma, but I own a... used to own a duplex.
Again, that would be a rarity, too, you know?
All right, so, Bart, any final words, man?
Well, I'd just like to say great show, and I really appreciate you guys being there.
Thanks for being there for us. We're here for another hour, so stick around, all right, Bart?
Oh, I do.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We've got much more to talk about coming up next. Of course, if you want to interrupt the show, anything goes. Italy's got a smoking ban, and actually, I don't know. We'll talk about what Manwich had next. I know you've got something hot. This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hot, you're hot.
If you're tired.